Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to Good Moms, Bad Choices. I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila.
And Mila's titties are going to come out at any moment of this episode. So if you're watching on YouTube, I highly recommend you go follow us on YouTube. Subscribe if you haven't. What the fuck are you doing? Mila's titties are out. They're out. Give it about 42 seconds.
My titties are secured.
I don't think so. They're going to come out at any
40%
moment.
40% of the days of my life. 40%.
It's about 20, a strong 22%.
You think my boobs are only preserved, like only 22%? You think they're out 80%?
Yeah. And if you're on YouTube, you would know this.
There's a lot of nip slips probably happening on YouTube.
I know. I'm surprised we haven't been flagged yet. You've always said your nipples are camouflage. Maybe you're right.
They are camouflage. And if David didn't see them when he edited it, we're fine.
Okay, true. Who needs OnlyFans when you have YouTube? Need Mila's titty and nip slips.
We need to have like an episode. Find Mila's titty. Which episode? Episode at 45 minute mark.
No, they have time stamps. They have titty stamps.
Titty stamps. That's a good one.
Hi.
Hi. What's up?
What's up? I'm good.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mama.
Thank you. I received that. Seventh Mother's Day?
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's our seventh Mother's Day.
Seven. The number of, I don't know.
Completion?
Is that? It sounded like that was supposed to come after, but I don't know if that's right.
I don't know either. Whatever number you're on is the number of completion.
It is. We've completed it.
There has.
Yep.
But they're alive and kicking. Well fed, growing quickly. And bitch, you're doing a good job.
You're doing a good job. I can't believe my daughter's seven. She just turned seven last week, and I haven't fully digested the fact that I have a seven-year-old. It's weird.
I know, because after seven comes eight.
Shut up.
Ten, bitch. They're going to be let me stop right before I get started. How are you feeling this Mother's Day?
You know, I feel good. You know what it is? Like, Mother's Day is cool, but like, I don't need to celebrate it. I know that's not like a popular statement. I don't. I don't want to go to the brunches. I just want to, like, someone just get me a massage.
Yeah, that's
call
true.
It a day. Like, I don't want to go hang out with my family all the mothers of my family. Like, I don't really want to do it. Like, my mom, you know, planning this Mother's Day thing. And I'm just like, this feels like work. Like, I'm appreciative of all the other mothers in my life.
Where is it? Is it at the house or is it like at a place?
Like, she wants to go all the way to like Orange County. It just seems like a lot.
Very fancy.
It's very far.
Yeah. Like, why are we driving for Mother's Day?
This doesn't seem relaxing.
Maybe get a driver.
It'll be relaxing once we get there, but then we got to drive back. It's just very Caucasian also, and I don't really want to go there on Mother's Day.
You know your mom loves a Caucasian event.
My mom loves to go to a Caucasian event.
She loves a Caucasian
event.
She
loves to just be the wrench that gets thrown in there like, huh, surprise, I'm not white. But here I am, I can afford it. I'm like,
I feel her. I'll probably do some rich white shit when I'm like,
I mean, like, because like last summer we went to the country club over in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
I remember.
That shit is white as fuck.
I do remember
okay?
that.
Like super duper white. And here I am in my thong bikini at the pool. And I'm telling my mom, I'm like, Mom, why are we here? Like, why did you buy a membership here? I'm very confused. She's like, it's very nice. They're all very nice people, Erica. You know, like, yes, they're very white, but, you know, they're very nice. I'm like, but.
She's testing you. Let's see how much she can take.
Yeah, I don't know. How are you doing this Mother's Day?
I'm really good. We're fresh off the fucking boat from Coachella. in Atlanta, and I'm feeling like not an old bitch, but like, you know, more mature, grown and sexy bitch, you know, because here's the thing. I know everyone's been looking forward to Momchella episode, and we were looking forward to Momchella, and Momchella was great. It was really good. And we did our thing. We got our fucking artist passes. Our must had to
we
do
were backstage, backstage.
Backstage.
We were basically in the trailer. We're basically artists. We basically performed.
Basically, we were on the stage. And we made our two wristbands work with the three of us.
Yep.
Ashley, shout out to Cashley. She actually looked into us getting first a helicopter. Then a private driver. But, you know, the helicopter was 10 grand, 5 grand each way, yeah. Which we thought was more affordable than we assumed it would be.
Yeah, there's four bitches in the helicopter. Then I thought about Kobe and I said, I don't know if I want to get in a helicopter. I think I'm good on helicopters. It sounds great, but I don't know.
Check with me next year.
It's like a motorcycle. I'm cool. There's not enough protection.
I don't want a motorcycle, but I'm going to ride on a motorcycle a few times. Someone actually DM'd me and said that we should get our motorcycle license.
What?
Yeah. So I was like, you guys should get your motorcycle license.
That's a very random DM.
I was like, maybe we should. That sounds kind of hot. I just saw us in the back of a motorcycle.
Us rolling up.
I was like, do we need to do that? Do we need to have
actually, that would have been convenient at Coachella, because if we had motorcycles, we wouldn't have to fucking wait in this goddamn line for parking.
They also said, that's true, we're going to get motorcycle licenses just for Coachella. They also said when we learn, we should put it on Patreon.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Well, look out for that, y'all. Look out for that on our Patreon, our motorcycle license. Yeah,
that sounds like a lot of time and work and effort. So I think I've come to the conclusion that a bitch knows how to party, but just because you know how to party and you can do it, like, should you do it? Like, do I need to drink 3 days in a row in the hot fucking desert just so I can rage and feel like,
well, first of all, I've never been to Coachella so late every day. We got to Coachella at like 8 o'clock at night every night.
It was like 7. First of all, like,
we started getting ready at 3 and got there at 7:30.
It's because it takes a really long time to get into.
It's true.
It's madness. It's traffic. It's thousands of people. Like, literally, we would get
even with the super duper duper VIP.
It takes an hour. It takes 2 hours to just get inside. Yeah. It takes an hour to park. It takes an hour to get in. And then with our fucking scheming asses, our two bracelets, 3 bitches. 2 bitches had to go in, but it was our other friend's scary, so she refuses. She's like, bitch, where's my pass?
She didn't even refuse. I just didn't even ask her. I just said, Mila, you're the one that's going to stay outside.
So then I'd have to wait in the parking lot, like in the artist parking lot, like, la, 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 la. Wait. And then she's like, I'm coming back. Actually, I have some video footage. We're going to post it this week of Erica coming through the parking lot looking for me and passing off the bracelet. I hid some weed in my boots. I had some thigh-high boots. The nigga was like, oh, you can't take this in here. I was like, I'll be right back. I went like 4 steps that way. Slid that shit right in a boot. One of the secret guards was like, I know that's right. If you let me hit it, I'm going to walk you right through. I was like, I don't need you to walk me through. I got it. Got it, sir. Got all my weed in. And yeah. Oh, and then we manifested. We knew Amber was going to be there. And we've been trying to get Amber on the show.
Amber Rose. She's talking about Amber like she knows the bitch.
I do know.
Amber. We saw Amber. Like, bitch, you don't know who Amber is?
Bitch, she's our friend now. So I was like, I think Amber's going to be at Coachella. And guess what? As soon as we got in with that second pass, our friend looked at us and she was like, she signaled to me.
She just nodded her head. She didn't even say a word. I was like, where are we going?
We just followed her.
Follow us.
And then she brought us to Amber and I was like, fuck, we literally said we're going to run into her. And when we do, we need to talk to her.
Well, first we saw Tiana Taylor and then we were like, should we talk to her? And I was like, oh, I'm not good in person. I'm better in DMs.
And then I was like, we should go. We should get her on the show. And then we both chickened out. And I was like, we're such little bitches. Damn, we're pussies. And then when we got inside and Amber was right there, we're like, fuck, we can't be pussies twice in a row.
Yeah, we just went up. We're like, hey.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
It was very awkward and a little like gangbangy.
It was. We just rolled up deep like, yo, nigga.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, nigga? Come on my show, bitch. What's up?
So we've been emailing you a lot.
So we've been talking to your manager, Ito. But she's a bitch and she's not answering. So
we're coming straight to the source. This is Erica. I'm Mila. This is my friend Ashley. Hey. She was like, okay, well, okay. I'm going to go to the bathroom. She was in line for the bathroom. Erica has a long history of approaching bitches in the line to the bathroom. This is how I met Erica. She stepped to me in the line of the bathroom, and now here we are.
You know, hey, it worked.
And same with Amber.
She was very kind.
She was very kind.
She was very sweet and beautiful, and, you know, I have hope that she will be on the show.
No, I do. And then we took a picture with her on Ashley's phone.
And then our fucking friend lost her phone.
Fucking phone with all the fucking footages.
Of us with Amber.
All the proof. Oh, and then, so we're backstage. Oh, yeah. And then, I don't know why I was backstage alone, but I look over, and guess who the fuck is right next to me walking into VIP? It's fucking Tiana in, what's her man's name? Iman? Iman, again. And I'm like, God, you really just trying to fuck with a bitch. You're just trying to really see if I'm pussy or not. So I was like, hey, boo. And I really don't like stepping in people alone. I get really nervous. And I'm like, fuck, God, you're really trying me. So, but, you know, I had a little drugs, a little tequila. And I was like, hey, boo. She was like, hey, boo. I'm like, bitch, do I know you? So I really want you. I was like, hey, I have a podcast. I really think you should be on it. It's called Good Moms, Bad Choices. She's like, that could be interesting. I'm like, yeah, Good Moms, Bad Choices. Look it up. And then I walked away. Like, who do I think I am? Look it up.
Look it up. Bye. Drops mic. The fuck?
I was like, damn, I need Erica to close that deal. Fuck. I've dropped the ball, but I did it.
God. I mean, yeah, you should have maybe
took her phone.
Something.
Like, let me see your phone. That's a little aggressive.
That's a little more aggressive. Hey, I don't know how I would have closed that deal. I would have gotten nervous because both of them are so fine.
I know. I was like, can I just come home with you?
If it was just one.
No, you don't want to come on the show. Well, what about your trailer? Can I come back there? I'm available. I lost my friends.
You know, it's very weird to be in that kind of situation where you know your child is somewhere roaming in a field that, and you're there and you don't know where, and then suddenly you see her and then you leave her. Like, I was just like, okay, babe, well, bye.
I think it's more layered than that.
But. It is layered because she was acting like she didn't know me. It was an awkward interaction. It was really strange. And I feel like, you know, me and her father have our own shit or whatever. You know, we're working through our co-parenting situation. But I feel like she felt caught between worlds. And because me and him don't really have a relationship like that, I'm not privy to their relationship like that. I feel like she felt caught between worlds and I felt that energy. And to leave her in that energy and then walk away felt really awkward because it's his weekend. Right. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess bye, you know? And I just felt, yeah, it was a range of emotions. Coachella was a range, you know, this Coachella was very different than most Coachellas for me because most Coachellas, they're wild and crazy. And this one, I was kind of feeling under the weather. And so I was trying not to go so hard. So there was that. And then also my child was there, which that's never happened. And my baby daddy was performing, which, you know, like Coachella has been such a special festival for me my whole life because I've been going since I was 16. And when we were together, like, I was always telling him, I can't wait for you to perform at Coachella. Like, you deserve to be there. And then he's there now and we're just in a weird place. And to not, I don't know, like, to feel this like weird separation then also have our child there was just awkward for me.
I think, yeah, there was a lot happening.
There was a lot of layers happening. So then, and I think I had like kind of been wanting to cry all weekend a little bit. And then that happened. And then I was like, I need to cry. I just need to cry.
And I was like, cry. It's cool.
So I'm crying in my golden chained tittied out shirt with my long ponytail under the moonlight with my friend. She's like, just cry. And I'm like,
okay.
With these random niggas that are standing there.
Oh, yeah.
They're standing to the side like, why are they crying?
Then I'm like, it's 11:11. Make a wish.
I wish that.
Oh, my God. I'm like praying over my crying friend in the middle of VIP. The artist. Like, it's very weird.
But yeah, that was a weird moment. But overall, I mean, and then afterwards, we got our shit together. And then we went and saw Meg Thee Stallion.
And it was great.
She was great. Meg Thee Stallion is the Beyonce of rap, I'm convinced. That's what I felt when I was watching her.
She told me that during the performance. Meg Thee Stallion is the Beyonce of rap. I was like, you're right.
She has watched all of Beyonce shows and she now performs like her. Like, she got the hair, she got the drills. Like, they just graduated college, so she's got the whole stadium college sorority vibe situation.
It's true. Snow Allegra also fucking killed it.
She's so fine. I will eat her pussy.
I would.
Yeah, I would. You wouldn't?
I don't really like non-black pussy.
Neither do I, but I would.
She could sing to me and eat my pussy, maybe.
Whoa.
I'll eat Georgia's pussy. Georgia's pussy could get ate.
Yeah.
Smith, that is. Just so I want a first name basis with all the celebrities. Goes to artist Coachella once.
Georgia, so Amber, Snow, me, and Amber.
So it's me, Snow, Amber, and Georgia. We're all at Coachella.
Yeah, then I ran into Tiana. Iman was there.
I almost went backstage with them, but I was like, no, chill, you guys, not tonight.
But then we ran into Meg, so.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, and then we saw Baby Keem.
We did.
And Little Baby.
Little Baby.
I was like, Baby Blueface? No, Little Baby. It's Little Baby we saw.
Baby Blueface. Wait, was it you that was like, is this Da Baby? I was like, no, bitch. You said, is this the one that beat up Danny Lee? I said, that's the wrong baby, and he didn't beat her up.
I said the one with the baby with Danny Lay or whatever the fuck.
No, you said, is this the one that beat up Danny Lee? That is what you said. I said, this is the wrong baby, and he did not beat her up. He beat her brother up.
I said, he was just being mean to her on the internet. But there's, first of all, you guys.
Stop putting
there's
baby
too many babies
in your rap name.
What the fuck? How are we supposed to keep track of all these goddamn babies?
And why are
you? Get a more original shit.
God, are you a baby? What the fuck? You're a grown-ass man.
You know they have all these crazy names.
Wait, and then in the middle of the little baby, Jamila was like, he's kind of cute. I was like, bitch.
You're not supposed to tell anyone that I said that.
He's kind of cute. I was like, are you looking at the same nigga I'm looking at?
Wait. This is the political one?
Yeah.
This is what Erica tells me. This is the political one. When Black Lives Matter, he did all that stuff. He did the video. I was like, oh, this is like, he's kind of smart.
And I was like, yeah. And then
she was like, he also has the herbs.
No.
Is this the one with the herbs?
That's NLE Choppa. NL Choppa? He's the one who got like the BBL herbs. He's gonna cure dwarfism with his herbs.
Honestly, not a bunch of moms trying to be relevant and know the difference between the rappers. Is this the political one or the one with the herbs? The one that beat up? No? Okay. Baby, Da Baby, Lil Baby. That's all of them, right?
There's a lot of other Baby Keem.
Oh, we did see Baby Keem. He had a really interesting range of music. I know he's like the most popular in hip hop right now.
He is?
That's what I heard from everybody.
Oh, I thought he was a really great performer because I'm kind of a rap vocal connoisseur.
Okay. Yeah, she was really analyzing. She's like, that was a very good performance. I didn't enjoy all the music, but he really used his vocals.
I hate when I go to rap shows and they're screaming. Like, can you just relax and sound like the record, my nigga? Like, that's why I love Snoop Dogg, because Snoop Dogg literally just be just like sitting back and he sounds just like the record. And Baby Keem was chilling. I didn't like all of his music. There was one where he was like talking about, have you ever been punched in the face or something like that?
Yeah, I wasn't really understanding.
And then I had to explain to Jamila one of his rap lyrics because, what did he say? Like, bitch, you better die, ho. When you come to the crib, you better die. I hate a bitch that I can't impress. When you come to the crib,
you better die, ho. Erica was like, oh, so that means if she comes to the house and she's not like, oh my God, this is crazy. She just didn't die, ho. Like, I was like, oh.
I thought like he meant like she's going
to
die.
He's like, no, like she needs to be really impressed, like die. And I was like, oh, thank you for interpreting that because I was super confused.
Anytime. Also, like what came to light too at the concerts is that my daughter's future stepmommy is an OnlyFans porn star. Apparently the whole internet knew. I didn't know. I had no idea. And I'm very conflicted because, you guys, this is a sex positive podcast. My friend is dating a porn star. So I should be open to, like, you know.
She's star. Like, it's different. She's like, Orlando is safe. I'm like, it's true. We know him.
So I'm in conflict about this. I don't know how to feel. I don't really know her at all. Maybe she's a wonderful human being.
It's a strong possibility. She probably is a wonderful human being. It is.
I just don't know because niggas are whack and they don't
tell you shit.
They don't tell you anything about like the people that are around your kids. They don't do introductions properly. So I have no concept of her or who she is.
I know. I just saw this thing on Twitter and I don't want to say it, but
what?
The fuck a fan for $1. She's like, put $1 and I'll fuck a fan May. And I was like, $1? Like, how about 100?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe she's not fucking the fan. I don't. Maybe it's.
I figured maybe it's like a promotion.
Maybe it's Twitter. Maybe it's Twitter jargon we don't understand because we don't do Twitter.
You know what? Maybe that's what they.
It means something else. It doesn't mean anything else. She's definitely fucking fans, and I should be okay with that. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's because you didn't know it was, you were caught off guard by this. Apparently everybody on the internet knows except us, because we don't know how to use Twitter. And then that on top of that. And then she was there on top of that. And I think it's also like, if you co-parent with someone that you know, they minimally do their fucking job and be present with their child, you know personal things about them. And so I think that contributes to that too. Like, you got a lot of time to be around a bitch, but you haven't prioritized these other things. So unfortunately, I think this person is going to get some of that backlash, right? Because essentially you're like supporting that. Because a bitch like me, if I'm around a nigga a certain amount of time and you got a kid and I ain't seen that motherfucker, I'm gonna be like, what day is your day? Because I'm a mom. And right. So I can size up how present you are in your child's life, and I'm gonna either think you're whack or speak up or like take advantage of that time because now like I'm doing something or whatever the fuck. You know, there's a lot of layers to this, and I don't think you're crazy for being real about it. You know, like, you know, we are sex positive, yeah, but are there some just whack ass bitches? Yeah. Are there just some fucking whores? Yeah. I'm not saying that person's that, but there's a difference, and there isn't. Like, it's not about you doing sex work or it's you doing this. It's just, you know, there's other things that contribute. But again, we don't know this person at all. So no, but I understand any new person that comes in your child's life, you're going to be have reserve about it and want to know. And then when these are the only things available for you to know, yeah, those are the assumptions you're going to make.
I know. Unfortunately, that's why I feel like, so that's really what it is that I don't have any information. I only have the internet, which is really not a true teller of a person's character. And I wish and hope, and if there's any men listening, even women, like, just like, there's no need to, like, you don't owe your ex an explanation as to why you've chosen the person. But I just feel like just a general character check. Hey,
I just want you to know.
I want you to know that this is the person that's going to be around your daughter. She's going to be, you know, around. She's going to be sleeping over. Like, this is who she is. Okay, so it's Mother's Day, and let's be honest, not all of us have time to go to the spa, but what we can do is make sure that our bed is the bomb. And I'm so excited because I found the best bed sheets ever. Brooklinen is the best bed sheet I've ever had in my life. I looked up the reviews. They have 100,000 five-star reviews.
I know, because they're the bomb. There's nothing like sleeping on Brooklinen.
You know, I love them too, because they bring luxury for affordable prices. I don't want to spend $1 million on my sheets, but I want to feel like I'm in the hotel when I wake up. And with Brooklinen's products, you feel the luxury, you feel the comfort, and honestly, it's really hard to get out of bed.
It's amazing. Not only do they have sheets, they have super plush towels and robes and luxurious mulberry silk eye mask and pillowcases. You know I love a silk pillowcase for this hair, girl.
Check out Brooklinen's gift guide for gifts at every price point. The gift guide now includes a Mother's Day bundle, which saves you up to 15% off. So gift the comfort refresh they deserve and get it for less at Brooklinen. Go to brooklinen.com and use promo code GMBC to get $20 off your purchase of $100 or more.
Brooklinen, the curators of comfort.
I feel safe with her. I think our child is safe with her, and these are the reasons why. The end. I don't really need to know anything else. Like, if he's happy, good for him. I really want to see, you know, him happy, because I feel like niggas need bitches sometimes to like level up and be better fathers sometimes and better people. And I hope that that's what this is. I really do, because I want my daughter to have a happy, healthy father. And, you know, and if that's this, then great. I'm fucking for it. But I don't know that.
Well, I think that's the thing. Even for, you know, in my situation, I know for sure there's a bitch over there. And even though, like, same, especially if you know your co-parent is mature enough to handle the information, tell me, nigga. Okay, cool. But, like, even for me, I wasn't introduced in that way, but I was introduced somewhat. And at least I've seen the bitch. I had a conversation with the bitch. And my child speaks about her. And this is positive shit. I have no choice but to be like, she must be cool. If you're asking for her, if you like her, if this is the same person, and I've said something to my baby daddy too, like, hey, if this is who you're dating, you know, you should say that to me and to her. If this person's spending the night at your house, it's best that you address it for what it is and not bullshit. Because Luna knows, you know, she's smart. They're 7. So that's my thing. It's like, I'm going to hope that you don't try to like put a wool over my daughter's eyes. And dad, I'm sure don't do it over to me too. But when you don't know at all what's going on because no one has said shit to you, you're left to assume.
Yeah. And my daughter hasn't said anything to me.
And that's makes you wonder, like, are you cool? Is she kind to you? What do you feel like you can't, if you've been around someone multiple times, like generally your daughter or your child's going to come back and tell you about their weekend. Oh, I played with this person. Oh, this person did this.
No, she intentionally leaves things out. And I don't necessarily know if that's to pretend. And that's what I'm saying, that feeling of her being caught between two worlds. That's how I felt when I ran into her that night. And I don't know if that's because she instinctually wants to protect me, or if she's been told what happens here stays here, or if she's not really fucking with the situation, or if she doesn't know what the situation is because no one's told her. I mean, even like when I had my little boyfriend 2 years ago, I told her. Like, you know, I wanted her to understand what was happening. And I think like we do our kids a disservice when we think like, oh, it's cool. They're young. They'll, it's not important.
Well, I don't have to explain anything.
Yeah.
This is Uncle Tia. Like, no. Like, don't lie. Like,
now suddenly someone's sleeping over and she's wearing sweats in the house and waking up in the morning and cooking breakfast. Like, something needs to be said. You know, and
especially I think when you're a daughter and with your dad, you know, like women, little girls have an affinity for their fathers, and it can be territorial. That's like just the nature of the relationship because that's the first man in your life. So I think it does take, you know, the unfortunate part about like young men and young fathers, I feel like, is like they underestimate that relationship and like understand like the emotional.
They really underestimate it.
The emotional intelligence of little girls. You know, our kids are little women and they're little witches and they're intuitive and they know and they're emotional. And men do their, you know, daughters a huge disservice by brushing things over without explaining them. And same, I've had that same issue with him. Like, exactly. And it's like, it irritates me that you minimize or ignore the fact that she's very highly intelligent and that she senses what's happening either way, whether you explain it or not. And they love their fathers, you know?
Absolutely.
So of course, a little girl is going to feel a way if a woman suddenly comes around and is around, you know, consistently.
Yeah. I've just been feeling very conflicted about the situation, especially the character part, because of the space that I'm in and because I have friends that are sex workers and, you know, and I love them. And I could potentially really like this girl too. I just don't know her. And the fact that my daughter has kind of like, she brushes over the conversation with me. If I ever even mention, I ask, inquire, just like, how was it? Did you have fun? Did you just go swimming? Like, she doesn't want to talk about it. And I'm like, why? Mm-hmm. So
this year Coachella was very emotional.
It was a little emotional this year. It was definitely a momchella. It was momchella as fuck for me, okay?
Even on Saturday, like, we took a nap. Like, we tried to get it pop and we drank some champagne and bitches.
We literally woke up to get ready and then went back to sleep. Nisha came over and she went into the pool and then she was like there for like 2 hours and then came back and the lights were off and we were in the dark asleep.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. Ashley said it best. Coachella is a young bitch's sport. It really is. There's a lot of young people there.
It was the first Coachella where I did. I was like, oh, everyone's much younger than me now.
I mean, there was all different age people, all different types of people, but...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's a lot of walking. It's like miles of walking. Nobody understands like
and
miles.
You're literally in combat. You're in combat.
It's Mad Max.
It's Mad Max. Your shoes are destroyed. Your clothes. Actually, I was wearing these jeans. I haven't washed them and I picked them up and I could feel, I still feel it, a film of dirt on these jeans. But I didn't wash them because whatever. Like you can see the Coachella dirt. It's still here.
It's a dirty get down. But it was, you know, it's always enjoyable with my bitches.
And then I saw Doja Cat with my baby. So at one point I told my baby daddy, I said, I need to see Doja Cat with Irie. So I need you to bring her. And so we went to see Doja and that was really cool. She said to me the other day, she's like, Luna's going to be so jealous when I tell her that we saw Doja live. I was like, maybe you shouldn't tell her then.
She knows she likes to brag. She She loves it. She's like, I'm not doing it on purpose. I was just telling her. It was so cool. It's so sad you weren't there. I know. I showed Luna some videos. I was like, Ivory was there. She's like, why did Ivory get to go? I was like, because, you know, her dad performed. She said, did you guys watch it? I said, no. Mm-mm. Did you guys see him? I said, no. We just picked her up for this and pick her back.
We did.
To be very specific, we just took her back right after this.
We did. I literally, it was actually, and then I was like, wow, I really love being a single mom because I literally picked my daughter up, took her to Doja, and then dropped her back off and then continued my festival.
Maybe next night. Year we'll take the girls. I'm down to take the girls next year and like actually do Momchella.
Okay, let's do it.
I do think it's important that kids go to music festivals and feel that, no, like, that energy.
I was really happy to have her experience something that has brought me so much joy. Like music festivals has been like a source of just like, I don't know, one of the things that like was a highlight of my teens. I started going to music festivals when I was like around 15. I remember I went to one and I lied to my mom and I went to this, like, it was in San Diego or some shit. It was my first music festival. And after that I was hooked. I was like going to music festivals as much as fucking possible. It's just a way to like connect with the people, the music.
It's a vibration.
It's just an energy. Yeah. It's
like
just
a church.
Energy.
Spiritual church setting, but not. Yeah. A hippie church.
It's like worship.
It's like worship. It's mm-hmm. like spiritual worship. That's why I feel like it's important for kids to be in that energy and just feel like the harmony of the music and the energy of the people. It's always like a high vibration, I feel, at most concerts. I mean, at most like festivals. Mm-hmm. So I think like the more we incorporate them into that, like they could chill out.
You hear that, Coachella? Give us 4 backstage VIP passes.
They're going to be like, you bitches snuck in 2-3 years in a row.
Whatever. We paid a lot of money.
We paid for 2. Buy 2, get 1 free.
The amount of money Coachella's taken from me, come on.
We spent hundreds of dollars in double tequilas.
Thousands of dollars in Coachella's.
What'd you pull?
I pulled the, what is this? The 6 of cups?
Yeah, 6 of cups.
6 of cups. Tarot time. What shall the cards tell me today?
What do you see on the cards?
I see an older person with a flower in a cup passing it down to a woman. And oh, it looks like a man, a tall man, passing the cup down to a smaller woman. She looks happy and ready to receive the gifts that this person is ready to give her.
Cups is usually of your emotions.
Oh, Jesus.
Revisiting the past.
Oh my God. Shut up.
Childhood memories, innocence,
shut
joy.
Shut up.
The 6 of cups is a card that takes you back to the happy memories from your past, whether as a child, teenager, or young adult.
Shut the fuck up. I'm done.
I have goosebumps. You may simply be revisiting those memories in your mind, or you may travel back to your childhood home or reconnect with your childhood friends. You could go to a high school reunion or reconnect with an old buddy.
Or go to Coachella.
a teenage sweetheart or past lover.
What?
May turn up again. These connections bring you a sense of joy and happiness as you reminisce over all the fun times you had together.
What?
Take this occasion to explore whether you still have a lot in common and if you wish to continue the relationship now.
I'm done.
The 6 of cups often shows an increased level of harmony and cooperation in your relationships. You are ready to give and receive without expectation. Maybe this is true. You are also willing to give each other the benefit of the doubt, having moved on from the challenging emotions of the 5 of cups. It's time to turn over a new leaf and start afresh from a more positive place.
Wow.
I'm a witch.
Wow. Wow. I mean, I don't really have to explain what this means because we just had this whole conversation, so... Wow, that's all I have to say.
Yeah. And also,
I am. I'm ready. I am ready to turn over a new leaf. I am. I want to.
Oh, shit. I didn't read the rest. Hold on. Are you ready for this shit?
Oh, no.
It invites you to get in touch with your inner child and experience the fun, freedom, and innocence that comes with being a young child again. You might like to sit down, dance, no one is watching, play your favorite childhood games. The 6 of cups can also refer to children in your life. It can suggest a pregnancy, perhaps twins, a birth, and siblings who play nicely together.
Oh God.
It may also be a sign that you are about to spend more time with young children, playing, laughing, and learning together. Well, we've been traveling a lot, so we do need to sit our fucking asses down with our children.
Wow. I love tarot.
I do. I've really grown to really...
It's never fails.
Never. Never. Every single episode.
I don't give a fuck if you believe in God. This is nothing. This doesn't have anything to do with God.
Well, it does. It does. It's a delivery of a message.
It is, but I'm just saying, like, people, like, you know, they get weird about the tarots. They think, oh my God, it's some witch shit. It's a motherfucking card.
Well, honestly, the whole Bible is supposed to be written by prophets. What the fuck do you think prophets were?
Yeah. I mean, I just, wow. I needed to hear that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just call me Tarot Mila.
Do you have an affirmation?
Do I have an affirmation? I forgot. I don't know. This is my show. Fuck. I forgot. I forgot we do this. I'm always relying on the guest. Do you have an affirmation?
I have an affirmation. Let me think off the top of the dome how I feel in this moment. I am at peace with whatever the universe brings me. I am accepting of all possibilities.
I am at peace with what the universe brings me.
I am accepting of all possibilities.
You know, our journeys lead to many places.
And I say that because I know that nothing in my life is by accident. I know that nothing from this previous weekend was by accident.
Oh, no.
All the messages and the things that were delivered in the timing that they were delivered, because they were timed out. All the information that I received and the messages that I got were all paced and timed. And I think that whenever I've tried to resist in my life, it's caused a lot of turmoil. And I'm not resisting in this space. I'm accepting. I'm accepting of how I feel. I'm accepting of how my daughter feels. I'm also intuitive. I know my child, and no one's going to make me question her and how I feel that she feels. You know, like, a lot of times people will try to be like, oh, you're tripping. Oh, you're overthinking it. Oh, no, you're underthinking it. And I am at peace with knowing that I'm making the right choices by her, for her, and for us. So that's all I have to say about that.
Well, that's that. do you have any horries?
Horror stories. So I had sex last night.
Okay.
And I've been having sex with someone lately, and he's a Scorpio like me.
Oh, it's spicy over there.
And it really is spicy over there.
What's happening?
Just a lot. He's a dirty mouth.
You know, I love a dirty mouth.
I know you do.
So you get it now? Do you feel me? Do you feel me? I keep trying to tell you, the dirty mouth is where it's at.
This is how pregnancies happen.
Like, for sure.
This is how pregnancies
start
happen.
With a dirty fucking filthy mouth.
Like, I'm like, nigga, you have to stop.
Chill.
Except
twins, bitch.
I know. And you know, twins run in my family.
I'm like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like I'm probably next up. Like,
you need to relax.
And during the sex, I actually had this flashback while you were in the car right now. And I was like thinking, we were talking, I don't know if you heard me. I was like, whoa, I just had a flashback of him telling me that he, that he wants to watch a man fuck me and me suck his dick and give him pleasure. And he wants me to receive pleasure and watch this man, like, basically fuck the shit out of me.
Wow.
And so I just text him right now.
Wait, he wants you to get fucked while you suck his dick?
No. He wants me
you
to
suck a guy while he watches.
Yeah.
Kind of hot.
I know.
So
I text him.
I just wanted to confirm. That last night you did say.
I said, did you actually say this to me? Because this would be a first.
Did he confirm?
He said, this is what he said to me.
I'm jealous.
I said, did you mention wanting to see.
I
was like, hello. Did you mention wanting to see someone fuck me last night and me suck him? He said, yes, my clone.
You're his clone. That's confusing.
I was like, that's
You don't know him, huh? You don't. Okay, well, fuck. Let's shut that down quickly.
I'm like, so another dreaded man?
So someone similar or just.
So we just have to find someone who has dreads.
I know a guy.
I know. Actually.
Oh my God.
Actually. Oh my God. I know his clone.
You do?
I do know his clone. Oh. And he's also a Scorpio.
Interesting.
You know him.
Oh. Huh, that could work.
It could work.
It could work.
Could I get my...
Could that other Scorpio, he's so...
No, he could handle that.
You think so?
Yeah. We had to come to the sex club with
if
me.
If you get your fucking male-male-female again...
I don't even know if it's a male-male-female. It might just be me fucking one person and then him just watching.
I'll take that. No, you're probably going to have to fuck him after.
This would be a great Mother's Day gift. This is the kind of Mother's Day gift I'm talking about. Fuck Orange County.
Is that what I need to schedule? Do I finally need to schedule my male female for Mother's Day?
Oh, yes.
I was like, when should I do it?
That's the day, babe.
Yeah. I got to text them. I'm going to put them in a group chat. So for Mother's Day.
So Mother's Day is coming.
And you should serve me.
Flowers, dick, two. Dick times two.
I think we're on to something. Do we need to make a greeting card? Male, female for your mother. Happy Mother's Day. I'm gifting you a male, female, honey.
Not honey.
I'm going to have to talk to Orlando about this.
I feel
so, like Erica's got a new boo, and this is what he said. I already asked Orlando. He said no. He's not interested in seeing me get fucked, but I could go get fucked.
I mean, I don't know. He might have been just been talking big shit because we were in the zone.
We were lost
in the sauce.
Sometimes you don't even have to do it. You just got to pretend like.
Listen,
you
know what I mean? The moment he said it, I started fucking him 20 times harder. I was just like, what?
What is this madness?
What? Get me pregnant.
I can fuck you and somebody else?
What?
It's yours. I love you.
I fucking
Yesterday you were like, I don't love him. Today you're like, maybe. Yesterday you're like, I don't love him. I love him. Look how dumb bitches get with some dick and a dirty mouth and some dick. I love him. I'm in love. One dirty mouth, one good dick in love.
I don't love him yet, but you know.
By tomorrow?
If he keeps talking this shit, anything's bound to happen.
By the time Saturday hits, get two more fucks in, it's over. I'm going to have to hear about this shit for
I'm just glad he doesn't live in my state. It would be really problematic.
You know, sometimes it's best.
It's best that he lives far away, because if we were doing this every weekend, nothing would get done. Our business would fail. But anyway, happy Mother's Day, you guys. We love you. If you are looking to take a trip this summer and you want to come hang out with us and some like-minded women, we invite you to come join the Good Vibe Retreat. Make sure you go follow our other account at The Good Vibe Retreat. You can really see what's happening over there. We have a retreat happening in Costa Rica, July 31st, and another one on August 10th. And it's pretty epic. It's pretty magical. If you want to just relax, chill out, take time for yourself.
Get a massage.
Get a natal chart reading. Get some tarot readings. Get a yoni steam. Chill on a black beach.
Skinny dip.
See some fine niggas.
Smoke some weed.
Our girl Trap Yoga Bay is going to be leading a workshop week one. Then we have Samaya, aka Sexual Essentials, leading a workshop week two. Both women are bad bitches that are going to level you the fuck up, okay? You don't have to watch them on Instagram anymore. Just come meet these hoes and come
meet us and hang out with us and meet your tribe and meet some friends in your location and take a motherfucking break because you need it.
It's all inclusive. We've handled all the details. Literally, you don't have to worry about one fucking thing because nobody wants to go on a vacation and have to think. We've done it all for you. So click.
You make payments.
You can make payments. So $500 holds your deposit. And then you can pay as you want. And also, there's a feature on WeTravel, which is the booking site, where people can donate to your trip. And it's Mother's Day. Have all your niggas donate $100, $200, $1,000, whatever, $50.
They better donate $1,000 if you're giving them some pussy.
Yeah. Have them donate to your trip because moms need a break. And also, if you're not a mom, you're invited. This is not a mom's...
Women need a break.
This is not a mom's trip. I know a lot of our listeners are mothers, but I know there's a lot of you guys that aren't. And you deserve a break, too. So click the link in this episode description. Follow the Good Vibe Retreat. Make sure you like and subscribe and rate this episode. Go follow us on YouTube. You can watch all of our episodes. You don't just have to listen to us. You can watch us.
And join Patreon. There's secret episodes and you can join our close friends. It gets kind of...
I know. You missed the Coachella. Okay. Like, we didn't go crazy, but we kind of went crazy. It looked like we were going crazy in the close friends. There was a lot happening in close friends.
Lots of titties. Lots of twerking
and titties and booty shaking. So I love you guys. Thank you for being my safe space. And we'll see you next week.
Bye. Yeah.